Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Future of Humanity, Our Destiny in the Universe by Michio Kaku is a wide-angle exploration of how our species could evolve from a planet-bound civilization into a space-faring one. Written for general readers, it blends big-picture physics with technological forecasting and a strong emphasis on engineering pathways rather than pure speculation. Kaku surveys the major ideas that shape long-term survival and expansion, including leaving Earth, building habitats in space, and eventually reaching other star systems. Along the way, he frames humanity as an emerging Type 1 civilization, using concepts from the Kardashev scale to discuss energy, capability, and vulnerability. The book also touches on the cultural and ethical questions that come with transformative technologies, from artificial intelligence to genetic tools, while keeping the central focus on practical milestones. The result is an optimistic, debate-provoking roadmap that asks what it would take for humanity to endure, thrive, and find the lasting place in the universe. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, from Earthbound species to Type I civilization. A core theme is that humanity is in transition, moving toward a more unified, higher-energy civilization with planetary-scale capabilities. Kaku often frames this trajectory using the Kardashev scale, which measures civilizations by the amount of energy they can harness, and argues that approaching Type 1 status changes what becomes possible, from climate engineering to large-scale space infrastructure. The book highlights how global networks, automation, and accelerating scientific progress compress timelines that once seemed impossibly distant. At the same time, it treats this transition as fragile. A planet-bound society faces risks ranging from resource stress to geopolitical conflict and technological accidents. The point is not that progress is guaranteed, but that long-term survival demands coordination, scientific literacy, and sustained investment in foundational technologies. By treating civilization itself as an evolving system, the discussion connects everyday developments like renewable energy, computing, and communications to a much longer arc. The topic sets the stage for later chapters by explaining why space is not just a destination, but a strategic extension of civilization, offering redundancy, resources, and room for growth as humanity climbs the ladder of capability. Secondly, near-term expansion, Moon, Mars, and space habitats, the book outlines realistic stepping stones for becoming a multi-world species, emphasizing projects that could be achieved with incremental advances rather than miraculous breakthroughs. It treats the Moon as a nearby laboratory for learning how to live off Earth, practice in-situ resource use, and build infrastructure that supports deeper missions. Mars appears as the next major target, not because it is easy, but because it is a plausible frontier for settlement experiments, closed-loop life support, and long-duration human operations. Kaku also discusses orbital living through rotating space stations and habitat concepts that create artificial gravity, presenting them as a way to scale human presence without waiting for a perfect planet. An important thread is the economics of access to space. Reusable rockets, mass production, and private sector participation can turn rare missions into sustained logistics. The topic also underscores constraints that shape designs, including radiation, low-gravity health effects, psychological isolation, and supply chain fragility. By focusing on engineering requirements and phased development, the book makes expansion feel like a sequence of solvable problems, each yielding knowledge and infrastructure that compounds over time. Thirdly, power, propulsion, and the physics of interplanetary travel. Getting beyond symbolic exploration requires better ways to move people and cargo, and the book surveys propulsion and energy options through the lens of known physics. Chemical rockets are treated as essential but limited, prompting discussion of higher performance approaches such as ion engines for efficient deep space thrust and nuclear-based concepts that could shorten travel times. Kaku connects propulsion to broader energy mastery, arguing that advances in power generation, materials, and plasma physics can unlock new mission profiles. He also addresses the harsh operational realities of spaceflight, where mass, radiation shielding, and reliability determine what is feasible. This topic tends to balance enthusiasm with constraints. Even if a drive is physically allowed, it still must be engineered safely, economically, and at scale. The wider implication is that propulsion is not a standalone problem. It depends on supply chains, industrial capacity in space, and robust energy sources. By describing a ladder of propulsion improvements, the book encourages readers to think in terms of capability increments. Each step reduces cost or time enough to make new types of missions practical, eventually supporting sustained settlement and industrial activity beyond Earth. Fourthly, searching for other worlds and the prospects for life, Kaku places human expansion in the context of a galaxy increasingly mapped by astronomy. the discovery of exoplanets reframes the question of habitability from speculation to cataloging, and the book discusses how telescopes and detection methods can infer planet size, orbit, and even atmospheric hints. This topic connects scientific observation to future decision-making. Knowing where potentially habitable worlds are located shapes long-range ambitions, even if travel remains difficult. The book also explores the likelihood of life elsewhere and the famous puzzle of why, in a vast universe, we have not yet confirmed clear signals of advanced civilizations. Rather than claiming definitive answers, it presents the search for biosignatures and technosignatures as a scientific program with steadily improving tools. The discussion highlights that life detection is hard and easily confounded, requiring multiple lines of evidence and careful interpretation. In this framing, exploration is not only about migration, but about discovery that could transform philosophy, religion, and our understanding of biology. The topic motivates a cosmic perspective. Becoming spacefaring is both a survival strategy and an extension of human curiosity into a universe that may hold many surprises. Lastly, frontier technologies and ethical choices. Shaping our destiny beyond rockets and habitats, the book considers technologies that could redefine what it means to be human and how we travel. Artificial intelligence and robotics appear as force multipliers for exploration, enabling autonomous construction, mining, and maintenance in environments too dangerous or distant for people. Biotechnology and genetic tools are discussed as potential ways to adapt humans or support closed ecosystems, while also raising deep ethical questions about enhancement, inequality, and governance. The topic also touches on long-horizon ideas frequently associated with Kaku, such as advanced energy control, speculative space-time concepts, and the long-term fate of civilization, but it generally emphasizes separating what is physically possible from what is near-term practical. A recurring message is that the future is not predetermined by physics alone. It is shaped by policy, values, and institutional choices. Who owns space resources, how risk is distributed, and how safety is enforced can accelerate or derail progress. By pairing technological optimism with social responsibility, the book invites readers to see destiny as a design problem. The tools may arrive, but outcomes depend on how intelligently and ethically humanity chooses to use them. In conclusion, this book suits readers who enjoy big ideas grounded in mainstream physics and who want an accessible survey of how space settlement, propulsion, and future technologies might unfold over decades to centuries. It is especially useful for students, science enthusiasts, entrepreneurs, and policy-minded readers looking for a coherent narrative that links today's innovations to long-term human survival. The benefit is perspective. By framing civilization as something that can grow, diversify, and reduce existential risk through expansion beyond Earth, the book encourages long-range thinking and practical curiosity. It can also motivate readers to follow developments in energy, aerospace, AI, and astronomy with a clearer sense of why they matter. Compared with many futurist books that lean heavily on abstract speculation or dystopian warning, Kaku tends to offer an optimistic engineering roadmap and a tour of the scientific constraints that keep the discussion honest. The result is a purchase-worthy overview that connects multiple disciplines into one story, helping readers compare competing approaches and understand the trade-offs. If you want a compelling, science-forward argument for why humanity's next chapter likely involves space, this book delivers strong value. If you would like to support Michio Kaku, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.